Today, we're going to look at something that lots and lots of people ask me all the time. Why did this happen to me? How could they have done this to me? Why is it I didn't leave earlier? How did I allow this to happen? You know, why is getting my confidence back so uncomfortable, so painful? Well, we're going to explore this mainly from the spiritual aspect, but we're going to throw a bit of science in as well. And we will answer all of these questions so that you can feel like, even though you've had this experience, it's been like a catalyst, an opportunity for you to learn about yourself and other people so that you can then get to your true, authentic self. So, okay, let's first look at, if we look at most of the spiritual texts, they talk about that we are here and we're having this illusionary experience. Why? Why are we experiencing this? Because we're here to discover the creator, the God, the universe within ourselves. And it's like a muscle, you know, it's a power that intensifies the more we focus on it. So you might not believe in God, or you might not believe in the universe, or, you know, but actually science is showing that this is an illusion. You know, our brain is like a projector and it's creating this illusion. So everything around us is basically an illusion. And everything is also energy vibrating at a high level, but we're seeing it as solid. We're seeing this as a creation and living and breathing in this energy. Now, how do we make sense of what we've been through? You know, if we think about this awful experience of being in a toxic relationship where someone is a perpetrator, you know, they're when you really look at what they're doing, they're harming you in some way, whether it be emotionally, physically, psychologically, you know, whether it be your limiting beliefs have now increased, where you don't believe in yourself as much as you used to. All of this is on some level harming you, and we have to take that into account. But how do we make sense of that then? You see, this is really an opportunity. A toxic relationship is basically an opportunity for you to know love, to really know it deep down inside, not the way Disney portrays it, not the way, you know, some of those, you know, films and the way Hollywood portrays it, but to really know love within yourself and find yourself once more, and to see, to actually get to that point of seeing yourself fully as the incredible self that you are genuinely, you have to see them as they are, without a filter, without pretending they are a decent person or that they aren't meaning to do it, but actually genuinely accept them for who they are, without any judgment either. Now I'll come to this. You see, some of the attributes of being on a spiritual path is having a bit of curiosity, like why? And you're doing that. You're asking those questions. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. So you've got that curiosity. You want to understand. You want to get to the bottom of all of this. Well, that means you're a seeker. You're a truth seeker at heart. That means without you even knowing, you might be spiritual and you might be on that spiritual path because you're seeking the truth. You may even wonder what life would be like if it wasn't like this. You may be somebody who wanders, who has a huge amount of gratitude for all that you have and a level of acceptance. These are the four attributes or the attitudes of someone that is on that spiritual truth-seeking path, that have a sense of wonder, that have that curiosity and the gratitude of being or having whatever it is, and a level of acceptance. I really think it's time to just take a moment to reflect back to what you were like before you met the toxic person. Did you have more wonder? Did you have more excitement? Were you more curious? Did you feel gratitude? And did you accept things for what they were and just wanted to problem solve and fix and move on? If that was you, you were probably on that spiritual path. But the problem is, when we've been in a toxic or difficult relationship, we are going through a painful experience so that we can see them for who they are. We probably didn't know that there were people like this in the world. But through the polarity, through seeing, okay, well, this is what a negative or toxic person is, it enables us to see what is love, what is light, what is goodness. You know, it allows us to actually know more fully and integrate that more fully within us. So one of the things that we have to do is really accept and see them as they are, not, you know, with rose-tinted glasses, hoping that they're going to change. Part of the pain is actually accepting who they are truly. So if this experience that we're having, say it's like an experiment, we're on this earth, we're spiritual beings in a human experience, okay? So we have a part of us that is spirit, that is, you know, and let's just explore what is spirit, you know, in a sense that maybe makes sense to people. You know, have you ever been in a team where the team spirit is high? They're highly motivated. They're more, you know, go-getting. They're more excited. They're more positive. That's the spirit that's within you. It's like your mojo. You know, it's that edge. It's that spirit is there's no real way of quantifying it. But at the same time, it's something that's very real. Because when there is, the team spirit is low, the results are very much depicted in like, well, we don't achieve. We even expect that no one's going to achieve something because the motivation is so low. The spirit, there's no team spirit. So I hope that kind of makes sense to those people that might not really be spiritually aligned. But spiritual, we are spiritual beings in a human experience. And there's going to be times where we're going to feel like we've fallen over. You know, we've made this decision, we're going to go forward, we're going to, you know, be positive, we're going to, you know, release all our emotional baggage and psychological baggage. And when sometimes we find we've fallen over, we've had trips, we're backsliding, we feel like things aren't working out the way you wanted and you're putting lots of energy in. What we need to practice in those moments more than ever is forgiveness, love, understanding, and acceptance for yourself. You need to know that your worth is not diminished by someone else's actions or someone else's words or someone else's non-action. It really isn't depicted by anybody else. And nor do we want to judge the worth of another, because actually that starts to hurt you. That's the reason why we don't want to be focusing on what the narcissist or the psychopath is doing so much, because then we start to get into judgment. And that is like that's where rumination starts, because we're trying to make sense of something that we can't make sense of. We don't want to judge anyone else, because if we start thinking about them, then we start to think, oh, well, there was that time I did something similar, you know, and then we start judging ourselves. What we need is forgiveness, love, understanding, and acceptance for ourselves. and to know your worth. That's what this is about. We have to allow the pain. We can't pretend it's not there. Sometimes with positive mental attitudes and, you know, sometimes even with manifestation techniques and other things, we're told to not focus on it. But we have to feel our pain. We have to feel the confusion, because then we're seeing ourselves. We have to be seen. We have to be heard. We have to be recognized within. You have to really feel like you're heard and understood within fully, because that's when you get an opportunity to give back to yourself. And what you're giving back to yourself is love, self-love. As you start to recognize and see yourself, you will start to love yourself. And through loving yourself, you let go of the pain, the confusion, the hurt. And then you will feel, I am taken care of. I am worthy of support. I am worthy of love. On that note, I think sometimes because of the relationship, the toxic relationship, they can isolate us from so many people, so much love. And actually the pain and the hurt makes us want to isolate ourselves from others as well, without us even knowing. We're not really going out there and being who we really are, because we don't feel supported. Maybe you've grown up in a toxic family environment, or this is your first toxic relationship. But it can feel like there's no one really there who truly understands. There's no real feeling of connection. I wanted to break down this word family, really. What is a family? Family is where we feel we can get that connection and love and the support. Well, let's see how you do get supported and really see what family truly is moving forward. Maybe family is a smile from a stranger, just when you need it, or a cool breeze on a hot summer's day, or a roaring fire on a cold winter's day. Maybe it's the sunrise that gives you hope, or the sunset that helps you remember all is well, it's over. Maybe that is what will help you feel love and support that you need in the most opportune times. Maybe there really is something bigger and more that loves you dearly and deeply. And I want you to really feel that you can have what it is that you desire. There's something around that's always there with you. It's just taking that opportunity to really feel in that you are supported, that you can have what you want. And if we've been in difficult relationships, we may be in a process of learning to how do you really be yourself, your confident self? That was one of the main things that I really wanted to talk about, to learn how to be you. The problem with confidence is that it is so uncomfortable to become confident, especially when you've been in a difficult relationship. And we have to be honest, we want that confidence. But the process of becoming confident is not that straightforward. So it will feel a bit alien, it will feel daunting and a bit scary. We need to learn how to release the emotional and psychological baggage that we've been given, especially when we've been in a difficult relationship. Some of this baggage might be from a young age, and then you've just accumulated more baggage through being in this toxic relationship. But at the same time, we have to access something within you. Something within you. A loving, unconditional part of you within yourself that's still fighting, that's still loving you, that's still holding you and saying, listen to this podcast or get the support in some way, so that you can find the true nature of you, to be the true nature of who you are at heart, not what this person has told you you are, or not this person that you've become, but actually releasing the baggage that is preventing you from actually even knowing who you are. Now, when we really look at, if you are able to do this, then we can see that this experience was a catalyst and an amazing gift, because you will find the true, amazing, beautiful, true nature within your heart that is loving, so supportive, and beyond confidence in a lot of ways. So you can become that best version of yourself for yourself. And as you start to do that, you will become a role model and an inspiration for so many people in that same situation. You will give other people hope that there is a possibility that you can let go completely of anyone that is toxic and without judgment. I really want to get this across, because sometimes there's a lot of people talking about what the toxic person is doing and focusing on that a lot. But all that does is we get into a space of judging them, and genuinely it's just making you feel worse. All you're doing is saying, yes, that person did this to me and it's really bad. But are you able to let go and feel good and move on within yourself? You want to let them go without judgment, whilst acknowledging your worth, not making it okay what they did at all, but just acknowledging your worth, of what you are worthy of, and knowing and seeing you fully. And that's how you can become a catalyst for your own healing. So you can step and tap into your own healer to heal that emotional and psychological baggage. Allow that to this experience to be that catalyst to let it all go. And then you will start to listen beyond words to yourself. You'll feel, you'll become aware, and you'll forgive. You'll forgive the unforgiving things within you. Maybe you've done something in the past, but you'll forgive yourself. Forgive anything you feel is unforgivable within yourself. And you will learn to love the unloved parts of yourself fully and integrate it all into your heart, any part of you that's been abused, so that you feel like you have this power, this incredible power of love within yourself that can heal. You ultimately are the healer in all of this. You really are. You know, therapists like myself, what we're doing is we're giving you an opportunity to take the catalyst and go, yes, I'm going to get rid of this baggage, this psychological and emotional baggage. I don't want it anymore. I want to get to that confidence. I get that it's uncomfortable, but I want to release it so that I can really truly feel confident, loved, and accepted within myself, so that I can go beyond this experience. So you see yourself and you see that person clearly. You accept them for who they are. Yeah, they are someone that doesn't have empathy. Okay, we get that. And it's awful. It's absolutely awful what they've done. But we want to let it go. We don't want to be sitting here judging them. We want to actually accept ourselves fully for this experience, so that you can use this experience as a catalyst to actually know and see who you are and do the inner work, so that you can truly, truly get to that love and light. And then you will know, wow, someone really loves me. And you know that someone or something? It's the creator. It's the actual creator, is God, is the universe, the creator that absolutely accepts you for who you are fully, without judgment, without anything else, with full forgiveness. That's how we ourselves move in to actually connecting more with the creator itself, is through actually doing that healing work within ourselves, where we forgive ourselves, where we accept ourselves without judgment and with totality, so that we can then allow ourselves to see other people as they are and actually connect with the confidence to love and to feel a sense of self-worth and self-love that is beyond limit. You'll start to actually emit a huge amount of love. You'll start to emit, you'll become like this beacon, this sunshine, wherever you go. And I really hope that we've covered some of the questions that you might be having. And I want to give you that hope that this experience that you've been through is nothing to do with your worth. It's got everything to do with how incredible you are. You know, it's not about lack of worth. It's about your huge amount of worth. You are worthy of so much. And that is why you're going through this experience, so you can see it fully. Now, if it's something you want to explore, if you really, truly want to let go of your psychological and emotional baggage, you're done with it, and you want to live your life moving forward, you just want to get on with it and really feel free to be yourself and feel at peace and feel joy and start having fun again, then please do look at the resources section. You can apply for a one-to-one. I have an incredible masterclass that I recommend that you go through so you can really understand how the brain works. And you can apply for a one-to-one session to find out more about my Heal to Thrive program. Look, in the meantime, I'm sending you so much love. Till next time.